Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, well, happy first day of summer, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Show.
Sometimes okay. You do, sometimes you don't.
Well, you didn't play Millie.
Oh, right. Hold on.
Let's get this show on the road.
There we go.
There we go.
You show. You got to bring the volume up on that one.
I know. Right.
Well,
need to get
we have to re-record
it
because I've got it maxed out over here. Anyway, so today is the first day of summer. Summer started here in the FLA about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
And I feel like summer will end Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That's about it.
If we're lucky.
That's the way we do it here. Today is not only the first day of summer, but I guess it's considered the summer solstice.
Right. Yeah.
Solstice.
Today's mm-hmm. the longest day of the year.
So
felt like it.
What they're, what they're saying is that every day after this day, it gradually gets shorter and shorter and shorter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Until we just no longer exist.
Good.
That could very well happen.
Yeah. Happy summer, everybody.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Let's see. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio. Located in the historic Jungle Prado neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Lives.
Hot crowd.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Let's see. In the studio this evening, we have... the wise ass, the assassin back. He was not here last week because he had to go to a play.
I did. It was cool.
Yeah. But here in the studio this evening, well, we've got my blushing bride, Stephanie. We got what's his name over there, old Ty Ginn. And then, of course, little old me. And we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We will be doing all of the heavy lifting this evening. So just relax. Sit back. Put your trays up in the upright position.
No, put your tray down.
Put it down. Get yourself a drink and
get a cocktail.
Put your seat back and make the person behind you mad and do all those things.
Start kicking their seat.
Start kicking their seat, right? Let's see. We do have a lot of stuff to talk about. This is one of those weeks where a lot went down. There was a lot that happened, last weekend, and then throughout the week, a lot of things have gone down. So it's like one of those weeks where. Sometimes I come into the show on a Friday, and I might have 2 pages of notes. Well, I got 5 pages of notes. So strap in, everybody.
Busy.
Strap in. Got a lot to talk about. And those things that we're going to talk about this evening, well, you can provide us with your 2 cents worth. On any of those things by giving us a call at 727-804.
Don't even tell them they can call us.
5891. Okay, don't call.
Text.
Just text us at that same number, 727-804-5891, and we will respond to your text as I get them. I'm pretty good about that. As soon as I see one, I don't care what we're doing.
Immediately right. Distracted.
Immediately distracted. I hit the brakes and I...
The
ADD respond,
sets in.
I will respond to your text immediately.
Ooh, piece of candy.
You are now part of the show.
Shiny.
Anyway, so that number again, 727-804-5891. Please play along with us this evening. We love it when you do. We hate it when you don't. Right?
Right.
Well, I mean, depends who you are.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Have we bombed Iran yet?
No, not yet.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
They did have a big earthquake today.
They did have an earthquake today over in Iran, and it's almost like, is this end of times for Iran? It's John
probably
Connor.
For everyone.
John Connor this week. Snafu. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
It's getting interesting out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had an earthquake over in Iran today. Was it today? Today, yep. Right?
All right, so is it Iran or Iraq?
Iran.
Is who we're having. Right. Okay.
And is it Iran or Iran?
It's Iran.
Is it Iran?
It is, but white, so.
They're Iranians and not Iranians?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, well, you say it your way, I'll say it mine. Earlier this week, Trump said he may or may not bomb them.
About it.
And then he said that he would. And then he said, well, I'm going to give him 2 weeks. I'm going to give him 2 weeks to decide whether or not they're going to surrender.
He's waiting for, the new 9/11 to happen. So yeah. We can be all like, oh, yep. 20 years. Here we go.
Should have bombed him yesterday. I personally feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to happen this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I really
Absolutely.
Do. Everything that I've seen and heard, everything points to happening like sooner than later. You know, I mean, why?
It's ridiculous to think that they want to wait 2 weeks.
No, right. I mean, what does that do?
Like,
you know,
what, he's going to do it on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make
Is that
a
2 weeks
statement?
Away? It's pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, something like that.
I saw this video the other day, and it talks about Trump and his 2 weeks, and they showed this video montage of all the times that he has said, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's his thing. 2 weeks. 2 weeks on everything, you know. So this is another two-week thing. And a lot of his two-week things, nothing ever happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John Connor says this week.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking...
Here we go.
Ought to be safe to fly then in a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yippee.
Snafu, and he's got this snafu, and I'm wondering, this is meaning something. I can't wrap my head around it right now. Snafu, John, help me out with this.
It's yep.
I know what a snafu is, okay. But I'm feeling like he's got this thing where the snafu is pulsating. Oh, look it. And I'm thinking he's trying to tell me something, and I'm not getting it. You see how it's pulsating?
I think that's just your eyes, Bob.
Yeah, it's just your eyes.
No.
Maybe
no,
you should
look,
drink some
no,
water.
No, look. It's going large to small.
Are you okay?
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Why don't you drink some water?
Oh, my God.
Did you take a Vicodin today for your tooth?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We're gonna. It just went to big again.
It never went to small.
It is small now.
Okay.
Is it small now?
No.
Yeah. Yes, it is. That's regular size. It's all caps.
I'm confused. Right. Wow, this is going to be a long show.
Just another week in Trumpistan.
Yes.
Mm.
That's not what snafu is, but yeah, just another week in Trumpistan. Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, I feel like it's going to happen this week.
Yeah,
probably. Or this weekend. Or tonight. Or tomorrow. You know, this weekend.
Or while we're on the air.
Or while we're on the air, right?
Or in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Or never.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
One thing that might happen... this evening, depending on our weather pattern here, is if we go dark, it means that we had another storm roll through.
Right.
And we might lose power. We lost internet briefly about an hour ago, but it was only for a couple of minutes, so we got it back. So if we do go dark, please be patient. Don't start watching the TV or nothing.
Yeah, between this morning and this afternoon.
Right.
And even yesterday, a lot of lightning with these storms.
Yeah.
A lot of lightning.
Mm-hmm. So the big, beautiful military parade was a flop.
Womp, womp.
The Parks Department estimated the crowd to be about 10,000 people, and I think that's very, very generous.
Yeah.
I didn't see 10,000 people there.
Of course, a lot of empty bleachers.
Yeah, of course, the regime came out and said that there were 250,000 people there.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, who's counting your stuff? You know, I mean, give me a break.
Was this a parade for ants?
Yeah. And, I mean, you could tell right away the disappointment that he was having because, you know, he wanted, you know, the Russian or the South Korean parade.
North Korean
with
parade.
With the big missiles and everybody's goose stepping. You know, everybody's in lockstep. And he got a bunch of squeaky tanks. And a bunch of dudes diddy bopping down the road in wrinkled uniforms. You know what I mean? Crazy.
Well, I mean, that's America.
Well, it's not America. Listen,
it is now.
Well, it's what I was hearing, Ty, is that the Army, that was their way of protesting this whole parade.
It's well, like, that's a nice thought, but I don't know, man.
I think so.
I
don't think he has the military on his side.
It's harder when you're walking in a group.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to walk out of step than in step.
Sure, right.
You know, you're that just automatically happens that when you're in a group that your brain just does that.
Yeah, well.
So you have to concentrate to not walk in step with the people around you.
Well, it didn't even look like they ironed their uniforms. You know what I mean?
Well, they were sleeping on floors.
The way that they were wearing their caps, covers, they call them covers in the military. You know, being in the military, it was.
Oh, Dad was yelling.
Plain and
simple.
I mean, in plain sight to me, it's like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of the military branches, the Marine Corps, First and foremost, they love their marching, and we do it the best. Then the Army. That's one of the biggest things that we do in boot camp. It's marching, and marching is it's a way to basically get everybody in line.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this was, you know, I've heard so many people this week talking about the parade, and they're, you know, military people, and they're like, they know how to march. That wasn't marching.
Yeah.
That was deliberate, you know. So anyway, that's what I'm thinking about it. You know, parades can be fun. They're not fun to be in. You know what I mean? Especially military parades. It sucks. It absolutely sucks. I've not ever been in a marching parade except for Marine Corps boot camp graduation. But I can't even imagine having to, you know, because you have to practice it. It's not something you just go, okay, we're going to line up, you know, Saturday, and we're just going to do this thing. That's what it looked like. But that's not what actually happens. There's a whole, you know.
There's a whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. So, a flop. Mm-hmm. Last weekend was also the No Kings parades or protests across the country, and millions of people participated in those protests across the country. And I think that that's fantastic. I saw a sign. This little girl was holding a sign at one of the No Kings protests, and it says, "My great grandfathers fought the Nazis, so will I."
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go,
that's
man.
What
she's
doing.
She's already on board. Mm-hmm. And Steph, you told me just before the show that there's going to be another No Kings protest July 4th.
July 4th so. Is the next.
Big one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The next big one, which makes sense.
Right.
Fourth of July, obviously, is a very important holiday for us.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have a Fourth of July celebration next year for the 250th
yeah.
anniversary of our democracy.
Democracy, right. Yeah. Let's see. Yesterday was Juneteenth. And the 19th of June, I don't know, I took today off instead of yesterday. I mean, why take Thursday off and then have to go back to work on Friday?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Juneteenth. And it, Juneteenth became a federal holiday back in 2021. It commemorates the end of slavery back in 1865. Now, what sucks about that whole thing is that most of the slaves didn't learn that they were free until 2 years later, June 19th, 1867.
Yeah.
They didn't bother to tell anybody.
Yeah,
they didn't
bother. Just not going to tell anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still need to get that crop in, fellas.
A little more work to be done.
Yeah. Shh, don't tell them. You know, unbelievable, man. Trump had this to say about Juneteenth. We have too many non-working holidays.
Oh, the pro golfer?
Yeah, pro golfer, right.
Oh, and workers don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
Workers don't like a day off of work.
Terrible. They don't like it.
What a jerk. I mean, truly, what a jerk. The Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup for the second time in a, for the second year in a row. They beat the Edmonton Oilers, and I think it went down to like seven games or something like that. So it was pretty tight.
I can't believe the whole thing.
I can't believe they're still playing hockey in June.
Right. I mean, don't they start again in August?
They start again in like 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
They get less time off than school children.
Yep. The Panthers are the second team this decade to win back-to-back Stanley Cups. The other team would be our Tampa Bay Lightning. They went back-to-back in 2020 and 2021. So
Florida, pretty good at hockey.
Well, right. That's what I was going to say. Hockey in Florida, that'll never work.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy. The Los Angeles Lakers basketball team was sold this week. How much do you suppose the team was sold for? This is a that Los Angeles Lakers is probably one of the OG teams in the NBA. So how much do you think it was sold for?
Probably an amount of money that could solve the housing crisis in this country.
Oh, yeah, more than.
End world hunger. Yeah.
Give me a number.
400 million.
Oh my God. Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
That's what I was afraid of.
400 million. $10
billion.
$10 billion. The $10 billion makes it the most expensive sale of a professional sports team in history.
I sure love that we care about sports ball in this country a lot more
sports
than people.
Sports ball.
Right.
It doesn't matter what kind.
Right.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
The Buss family has owned or had owned the team since 1979, 46 years. That's a long time to own that team.
And what they pay for it?
Probably
$10.
$10. Mark Walters is the new owner. He also owns the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, so he doesn't have anything.
No, he's well, not. He's a little, he's ten billion shorter now. Yeah, these sports teams, man, they make a ton of money.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Money.
Yep. Sir Paul McCartney turned 83 on Wednesday. He and Ringo are the two still living members of the Beatles.
Does he need a little help?
From his friends. He probably does. Getting around and stuff. You know, 83, that's getting up there. Mm-hmm. My dad's going to be 83 on his next birthday in October.
October.
Uh-huh. It's crazy to see all of these rock and rollers, you know. Now they're getting, you know, they're like, they're old.
They're old.
They're just old. There's no nice way to say it. They're just old, but I mean, look at the Stones are still out there doing it.
Yep.
You know, Paul McCartney still gets out there and does it.
Shakes it around.
Yep.
Keith Richards will live forever.
Yeah, probably
live forever. Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy. 83 years old for Sir Paul McCartney. That happened on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Tygen, I know you love a nice pair of flip flops. You're always strutting around with your flip flops on.
God, just be barefoot, man.
Today is National Flip Flops Day here in the United States.
Heathens.
Steph, you're almost entirely flip flops. You've always got some sort of flop on.
I am, unless it gets cold, which to me is anything under 73 degrees.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I need shoes and socks because my little feet get too cold.
I dig me some flops, but now I'm pretty much crocking it all the time. I love my Crocs. I like my Crocs. I'm rocking my crocking. Crocking and rocking. What's that shirt say that you got me?
If you're not, what is it? If you're not crocking, you're not rocking.
That's it. If you're not crocking, you're not rocking, man. So happy flip-flops day, everybody. Wear them proudly. Ty, I got to get you some Crocs, man.
No, never.
I'm going to get you some Crocs. I'm going to do it.
Not once.
I'm going to sneak in your room. I'm going to tape them to your feet. You're going to wear them all day.
Super glow them.
This is cool. This summer marks the 50th anniversary of the movie Jaws.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And apparently they're going to be playing the movie in theaters this summer across the country.
Clearing beaches.
Yeah.
Across the country.
Right. So I'm thinking came out in, 1975. I think I was, what was that? What would that make me? 64?
I was 8.
I was like 11.
Yeah.
I was 11 years old when it came out. Saw it in the theater and thought, I will never go to the beach again. Of course, I did and, you know, risked my life every summer since then. I won't go in the water now.
No.
Yeah, don't do it.
But I won't.
But that's always on your mind.
That is always on my mind, always, for sure.
You're swimming in somebody else's house.
Yeah. How old do you suppose Steven Spielberg was when he directed that movie?
He was fairly young.
Yeah, he was young. Any guess?
23.
Older?
30.
Less than?
27.
Very close. 26 years old.
Yeah.
26, can you imagine? And that was, I didn't look, but it is Jaws like his first one?
I think that's the first big one.
Yeah. Put him on the map.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I saw something that was kind of interesting, is the title Jaws was like the first, or no, the third pick for the title of the movie. Here's two other ones. The first one was Silent Fall.
What?
I'm like, what?
That's not a shark movie.
Right? And the other one was Leviathan Rising.
That's a metal band.
Right. I mean, why wouldn't you just go with Jaws?
It's Jaws. It's
Jaws is perfect.
Right.
You know, can you imagine being the author of this book that you just wrote and you're trying to sell it to the movie companies and you go, yeah, I'm kind of torn between Silent Fall and Leviathan Rising. And they're like, just call it Jaws.
We're calling it Jaws, man.
We're calling it Jaws, man. You want this movie made? It's Jaws.
It's Jaws.
Yeah.
That was fun when we would do the the Universal Studios tour.
Yeah.
And they have.
I never did that.
That's
pretty cool.
They have the mechanical shark that, you know.
You know what's so crazy about that movie? And I was listening to all this Jaws trivia the other day. And they were saying that you only see the full shark for like not even 30 seconds in the movie. And the only time that you really get a couple of good glimpses of him is one where he pops his head up when he's chumming the water. And then the other time is when he's eating Quint off the back. And they say if you watch that scene where he's eating Quint, it makes it look – it's so robotic.
Right.
And they couldn't get past having it look so robotic. And that's why they didn't show the entire shark – you know, the whole time. Why wouldn't you just go out into the ocean and film a big ass shark, you know, and use that footage? You know, you don't have to try to, you know, swim this robot shark around. You know,
this is like his first movie.
It was 1975.
He doesn't have the budget for that.
They were into disco, man. They didn't know what they were doing.
And I just heard thunder, so.
Yeah, just heard thunder. So if we cut out, just.
Hang tight.
We'll be right back. Let's see. Oh, guess who needs a root canal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good times.
I do. I can't even stand to think about it.
When are you doing that?
Monday.
Oh.
Monday.
So he's got all weekend to contemplate.
Yeah.
Stock up on mashed potatoes.
Ought to be a great weekend.
I won't be sleeping Sunday night. No. I'll start losing sleep tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
I went to two different dentists yesterday. The beauty about going to dentists is that they like to, everybody that works there likes to take turns putting their fingers in your mouth.
It's a great time.
I had a hard time getting that latex glove flavor out of my mouth yesterday evening. Yeah, everybody likes to put their fingers in your mouth. Let me put mine in there too.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Let's see.
Let me see what you're working with here.
It's like, can't you look with your eyes?
Yeah, right.
No touching.
Then of course the actual doctor likes to go in there with that pokey thing and then poke around and try to get you to jump out of the chair.
Is this her?
Does this hurt?
How about this?
Yeah, it does a little bit. That's enough. Stop it. You know. I don't know, man. Not looking forward to it. I hate everything about going to the dentist.
Yeah, the dentist is the worst.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, and they sort of convinced me to get this root canal done because I'm already missing two molars on my left side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, look, man, you're already missing two. You don't want to start having all your teeth pulled, you know. And so the molar is cracked. And it's cracked in two places, across the top and then down the side.
You got to stop eating rocks, man.
No, he's got to stop clenching his teeth.
Yeah, they said, are you a grinder or a clencher? And I said, I'm a clencher. So and they said, well, you need to stop that. And they said, I think we're going to go ahead.
You should have said, like, how much you paying for dinner.
Yeah, right. Well, and yeah, right. And they were like, we're going to fit you for a night guard. And I'm thinking, well, I don't clench my teeth at night. I'm clenching my teeth all day long. Piss me off, and I'm clenching away, man. Clenching like nobody's business over here. I need to wear that thing all day.
Just a permanent mouthpiece.
I'm going to hang it off my neck like so I can just pop it in anytime I get annoyed.
You should chew gum or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should do something.
Something.
Something. Right. But yeah, not looking forward to the root canal, and I had to ask the doctor. I said, "Well, so what exactly does that entail? You know, because it sounds horrible. You know, they're gonna drill in, and then they're gonna just basically kill your tooth.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're gonna obliterate the actual nerve. And then they'll fill that cavity with something. And then you're going to have to come back here and get a crown put on that. So I'm like, so now I'm looking at two separate appointments that I'm going to be, you know.
How much is this fund going to cost?
Right.
Yeah, right. Well, thank God for insurance. But
guess we're not taking a cruise. Yeah. Well, still copay.
Yesterday, after seeing two doctors, I ended up having to pay $130 yesterday. Okay. Then on Monday... after insurance, I still got to pay $264. You know what I mean? Then I'm going to have to go back for this crown. How much is that going to cost? You know.
Did you get to meet the doctor, though? Like, the one who's going to do it?
No.
It's probably Steve Martin dressed as Elvis. You just buckle up.
Yeah. So, yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What did he say? He likes his tools rusty, dull, heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, if I don't make it, it was nice knowing you folks. if I don't make it, so we'll see.
And it won't be the procedure.
No, it'll just be my...
He'll die of an anxiety attack.
Right. Yeah.
I'm feeling a little stressed out just talking about it.
You and me both. My mouth just got really dry talking about it.
I feel like I need to pee.
Yeah. So last week at work, they hired this kid, Thomas, to be my eventual replacement. And he's 27, right?
Is he any good?
Yeah, he actually is good. He knows stuff. He knows electrical stuff. He's a pretty decent carpenter. And I've got him working on doing irrigation stuff. Learns quick, and the things that I've seen him do, he's competent. You know, he's good. But he's your typical 27-year-old. He don't know nothing about nothing other than what he knows. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think it's funny. So we had to pull up. We had a leak at the pool under the pavers, right? And so we pulled up the paver blocks, and we were searching for the pipe underneath. We found the pipe. We repaired the pipe. And after we repaired the pipe, I said, I'll tell you what, that looks like a touchdown to me. And he looked at me and he goes, you mean like when a plane lands? And I said, yep.
Sure.
Yep. Just like that. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Well, kids don't watch sports anymore.
No. He asked me, he says, so are you really into sports and stuff? I said, well, you know, I mean, I like baseball and I like football and, you know, I watch the occasional hockey game and that kind of thing. I said, what about you? He goes, no, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. And I was like,
dude, those bread and circuses, those are over. Those don't work on us.
We'll get him a football bat for his birthday.
Anyway, he's a nice kid. So we'll see how it works out. Anyway, we need to take a break.
Yes.
All right, folks. So we've been prattling along now for 30 minutes. We're going to take a quick break. If you've been having a hankering for some peaches, well, you'll
here
dig this.
Is.
We'll be right back. All right. Well, there are your peaches. And that little ditty is by the Presidents of the United States. It's kind of an awkward band name.
Yeah.
Presidents of the United States. And I don't know that they have any other songs.
One and done, man.
They have Peaches, and then I think they also had one called Lemons. followed up by Apples. And they tried to make it big with the Limes, and that's when I think they fell apart. So Peaches was their big hit. Presidents of the United States.
There's certainly no cake.
I do, too. I love it. It got stuck in my head, I think, last weekend. I've been singing it in my head all weekend. It's been my earworm all week.
He thinks it's been in his head. Mm-hmm. It's been coming out of his mouth.
Oh.
I see.
You share.
Mm-hmm. I like to share. It's a very wonderful person that is willing to share music with other people.
Yes.
The gift of music that I have. This voice of mine.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a millennial. What do you want?
Right.
I don't talk on the phone.
Again, 727-804-5891. I saw this thing the other day, and I wasn't aware of this because I don't know anything about it. Amazon. I've
the rainforest.
Well.
What is it?
Amazon. I'm aware that it's a company. I've not once in my life ordered anything off of Amazon, but I heard the other day that Amazon Prime is now like a four-day event. It used to be a one-day event.
Oh, Prime Days.
Yeah, and I thought, well, geez, I think every day is Amazon Prime Day for Ty Ginn. We get an Amazon delivery here at the house two or three times a day, every day.
We're in birthday season, man.
I am like wondering what in the hell are you ordering?
Books, movies.
I guess, man. I mean, every single day there's an Amazon package out there.
I got a couple coming tomorrow.
I bet you do. I don't doubt it. I mean, there's probably one on the porch now.
It might be.
I don't know. I've never, and it's probably a good thing that I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, there's a reason you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have any of the login credentials.
I don't have any of it. I don't even know where to go to do it.
Good.
I don't even know on my computer. I don't even know how to begin.
Good. This is good.
It's a good idea for me not to know how to do it.
Right.
I can, you know, some people get into gambling and stuff like that. I can really see myself getting into racking up some bills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have teeth to pay for.
Yeah, I have teeth to pay for, root canals, all that good stuff. So on average, you hear all the time people, they'll be talking about, you know, how much they DoorDash, they spend on DoorDash and Uber and stuff like that. On average, Ty, how much do you think you spend a month on Amazon?
Too much?
Yeah, no. I mean, if you had like a number, I mean,
I don't know,
a couple $100, more or less.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I can see where I could get in trouble with
that. Oh, yeah.
It's like every time I go to Home Depot and they're like, well, would you like to sign up for a Home Depot credit card? And I'm like, no, are you out of your mind? I'd be in here buying stuff to build a house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
well, see, that's how they
trying
got
to get me in trouble. You know,
because my credit card is through Amazon. So I get reward points.
Okay, there you go.
So like once a month, I have like a $20 gift card pretty much.
Oh, that's cool.
So I go on and I'm all like, all right, well, I got $20.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I could spend $40.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because yeah,
$100
I got,
later.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love these people that, and I think your mom was like this, Steph, where she has accumulated like travel miles and stuff like that through credit cards and stuff like that. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hear people all the time. I got a free trip.
Mom is all about, you know, the good rewards points and, you know, how
if you play it smart, man.
Well, but it's like a full-time
it's a job. Well, it's like couponers, you know, people that do all their couponing and stuff like that. You'll see these people roll up to the stores and they got like a whole special folder that they'll break out and they got all these coupons. And I mean, you know, it makes you mad when you're behind them,
but a good
couponer. They got it down. Some people go to the store and the store owes them money.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been in that.
There's a girl that I listen to, Monica, that I listen to on the radio. And a lot of times she's a couponer. They call her Couponica. And they do. And a lot of times she does a lot of shopping at like Walgreens and CVS and stuff like that. She saves all those coupons and then she'll go in there and she'll buy whatever her, you know, makeup or Diet Coke and all this other stuff, and she'll get a whole bunch of stuff and they'll end up giving her money, you know.
Wow.
At the end,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
I do my best.
Yeah, I mean, she's constantly talking about, oh yeah, I got a free roller dog at the Wawa or whatever it was, because it was free, you know, because I had so many points or something. You know what I mean? She's, I don't know, I just never been that into that kind of thing.
No, you are not a frugal nor thrifty person.
Nope. YOLO.
Yeah. At all.
No.
You want it, you buy it.
Right, so today I was here home alone for a good part of the day, and I had a random thought. And, you know, the little ditty, skip to the loo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that basically talking about skipping to the bathroom? Skip to the loo? Is it a British ditty? Skip to the loo, my darling?
Maybe.
Could be.
Just a random thought I had earlier today. Skip to the loo?
Huh. This is why I try not to leave him home unattended.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
Were you on your way to the bathroom when that
occurred to you? I may have been. And guess what I did? I started skipping to the loo.
Shaking the whole house.
Shaking the whole house, yep. One of the things I did do today, I watched a documentary. I don't know if you have any knowledge of this, but... you ever heard of Kai, the hatchet wielding hitchhiker?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
So, have you seen the documentary about him?
It's crazy.
What's crazy is that everybody, the kid went viral back in 2013 because he rescued this woman who was being attacked by somebody who was giving him a ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the guy, so the whole story is so bizarre. So he gets picked up by this guy, okay, and he rolls a joint and smokes it with this guy that has picked him up, and the guy starts to not be able to handle the pot, right? And the guy goes, oh, watch what I'm doing, and he rams into the back of this car and pins this person between his car and the other car. The person lives, but then the guy gets out of his car and grabs the person, somebody like a bystander, and starts like choking her out. So Kai jumps out of the car, you know, with all his backpacks and, you know, camping gear and stuff like that, and whacks this guy like three times in the head with his hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't kill him, right? And it's just the craziest thing. And then goes viral because he just starts walking away. And
yeah.
People are like, well, who did this? You know, it's that guy over there. He's just walking away. And he starts, you know, getting interviewed by people. And then he becomes this viral sensation for like about 6 months. And then he ends up murdering this dude. So now he's in prison.
But that was like the whole thing too.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. It's pretty crazy. It's Kai, the hatchet wielding hitchhiker. It's on Netflix. I watched it on Netflix. It's only like an hour and 20 minutes or something like that. And it's pretty interesting. But I remember seeing videos of this kid and not knowing what it was all about. Now all of a sudden I saw the picture of him on Netflix, and I was like, what is this about? You know, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, what a story.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Kai, K-A-I, the hatchet wielding hitchhiker, and it's on Netflix. Pretty crazy. So I watched that today. Let's see, what else do we have here? I guess that's pretty much it.
Guess you're not going hitchhiking anytime soon.
No.
I did see something about the big beautiful parade, and I'm trying to find it here in my notes. Oh, this guy on TikTok said, so this morning, and he's talking about Sunday morning because the parade was Saturday. He says crews started their massive cleanup from yesterday's Trump parade. They were done by 10:30. Yeah, so just thought that was funny. Let's see. Earlier in the week, farm owners, hotel owners, and restaurant owners, wealthy ones, were getting on Trump because it was like, hey, man, you're coming and you're raiding us and you're taking all of our employees that we've had for like 20 years. These are good people, da da da.
A lot of them voted for this.
Well, and here's the thing. They were telling him, this is not what we voted for. No, but we thought you were going after criminals. These people have been working with us for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, Trump says he tells, ease up on the farmers, the restaurants, and
hotels.
And then after Saturday's parade was such a bust, I guess he was in a bad mood. He goes, no, screw that. Mm-hmm. Just go back after.
Well, and focus
screw the farmers.
Focus on blue states.
Right. Yeah. Focus on blue states. Yeah. Because that's
patriotic.
That's fair. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's see. What's going to be next here? I got a bunch of stuff. I told you I had like 5 pages of stuff, so I'm working through it here. What age do you suppose you should stop driving?
I mean, I'll stop tomorrow if I can.
I was going to say,
I've had enough.
Let me win the lottery. I'll never drive a car again.
I've gotten to the point where I'm sort of spoiled because when I go into work, it's like, oh, dark 30. So I'm like one of maybe 3 cars on the road. You know, so it's almost like I got the whole road to myself. It's a whole different story when I come home in the afternoon. And now it's like I've got road rage. I'm yelling at other cars. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like a maniac.
Grinding your teeth.
Clenching.
Clenching. I'm not a grinder.
He's not a grinder.
I'm a clencher. And
you are on grinder.
I'm cracking teeth.
Right. Yours.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a whole, if I could quit driving, I think that might be one of the things I would do. But at what age do you suppose you should quit driving?
I don't know if there's just like a blanket age. I think you should have to take a test.
I think every year past the age of 75, I think you should have to take a test.
I think that's generous.
You think even before that?
I think probably 60.
60?
60.
I'm 61. I don't need a test. I'm good.
I'm looking at you.
I'm a great driver.
Okay. Well, when was the last time you rode in the car with him?
What are you talking about? You know what? Have I ever been in the car when you're driving, Ty?
Ty's a great driver.
Is he?
He is. Ty mm-hmm. is a very good driver.
I'm like the transporter.
He gets it from me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I saw this story. The reason I asked this is I saw this story here and happened in Clearwater. This 83-year-old man ran into a house the other day. And he said, well, my foot slipped off the brake. And I'm like, slipped off the brake?
Put it back on.
Yeah, find that
thing. It's not like
thing.
It went far.
Mm-hmm. Debbie Dan Gray, 75. Take a test. What'd she say? Hold on. Just went black. Hold on. Yeah, take a test biannually.
Okay, mm-hmm. So 75 every other year.
I wonder if some states have that.
I don't
Seems
know.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't do it here.
There's a woman at work who's 96, And I have not seen her leave the property in her car in a while. But what she does every day is she backs her car out of her garage and pulls it down to the guest parking. She does that. Yeah, that's her trip. But she drives every day.
Well, I mean, you got to have something to do.
I guess. Right. Yeah. I don't know. 83. My dad's going to be 83 in October. One of the worst drivers I've ever ridden with. No sense of how fast he's going or how fast he should go. Everybody's going, you know, 85, 90 miles an hour, and dad's, you know, farting around at 45, trying to dial in that tune that he wants you to hear.
He's going his own pace.
That he won't turn up loud enough for you to hear. Love you, Dad. You know, it's true. We were on that road trip to Nolens that one time, and it was like, good Lord, we're about to get rear-ended by that semi that's hauling ass down the road.
Ty wasn't on that trip.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, it's something to...
No, we rented a minivan for the family trip to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Yep. We did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many of us consider themselves wrecked because we were forced to learn algebra in high school?
It ruined my life. I'll never be the same.
I mean, for me, really, it's like what I lose sleep over, root canals, algebra.
Yep. Cursive.
Yeah, cursive. You cannot, you know, look, numbers are one thing. Let's not throw letters in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the sense in that?
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense at all. You're forced to take, I don't think you can even graduate high school anymore unless you've passed at least Algebra 1 or 2.
Algebra 2.
Oh, my God. I must have squeaked, out because I took Algebra 1 Part 1 twice, failed it twice. I ended up having to take consumer math my senior year to graduate high school.
Consumer math should be required.
Yeah, it seems more important.
Yeah.
Seems more practical than algebra and algebra 2.
Consumer math, my senior year, was taught by my lacrosse coach. And half the class were kids that played on the team. So all we did during class is talk about lacrosse. You didn't talk about math at all.
Or consumer math.
Right.
And, you know, how to find bargains, save money,
mm-hmm.
balance a checkbook.
Right. I know. When would you use, I mean, I try to think sometimes it's like, boy, if I only knew algebra. You know, would I be able to work this out if I knew algebra?
I'm not a scientist.
You know, what would I ever do with this? Boy, I'm having a hard time with these measurements. If I could just throw some letters in here,
that'd fix it.
That'd fix it.
I could solve for X.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I'm sure somebody uses it, but not me. Mm-mm. We did the flip-flops day. Ty, again, you got your flip-flops on over there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Natural.
Yeah.
Mm. My socks are, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, here's something.
Dad has the same tan line.
Something I'm excited about is just shy of his 99th birthday, Mel Brooks shared some really big news. Mel Brooks... to reprise his Spaceballs role for a sequel 40 years after the original comes out.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I think
everybody
so, too.
Loves yogurt.
Yep. I think...
I love Spaceballs.
I think, actually, Rick Moranis,
yeah.
Who has not acted in probably 40 years now. Well, less than 40 years, probably about 35 years. He gave up acting altogether.
Right.
I think his wife had some sort of condition. He had kids, and he said, that's it. I got to take care of the kids. I'm not acting. So, but they say that Rick Moranis will be back in here as Darth Helmet.
Nice. Cool.
And I guess Mel Brooks will be...
Yogurt.
Yogurt. So That's a great movie.
I love that movie.
I hope we get to see it.
Yeah, and I think it's supposed to come out next year. So we'll see.
Well, we got 2 weeks, man. So.
Yeah. Well, if all goes well, that's one I'd really like to see in the theater.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That sounds like a family outing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think, especially if it comes out next year, you know, I think Millie would love it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you a big Gary Oldman fan?
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a really good actor. He was just knighted, so he's now Sir Gary Oldman.
It's tough because, like, he just kind of disappears in roles.
Yeah.
You find out years later, oh, that was Gary Oldman.
Did you see him when he played Winston Churchill?
When was that?
Not too long ago, but it was like, that's Gary Oldman?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's amazing.
That's always how it is with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. He's really good. Let's see, what else do we have here? I saw something the other day, and I don't know how true this is, but I saw where fast food restaurants are now starting to allow their employees to clap back at rude customers.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. And do you suppose that's true?
I do believe that is true.
It's about time.
Have you seen the memes? Well,
no.
you don't do TikTok.
I don't do TikTok.
But even on Facebook, the memes are incredible. You'll see somebody come up to the counter and start to go off, and then all of a sudden the employee just lets them have it.
They should.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, for way too many years, the customer is always right policy is crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The customer is not always right. Not in this day and age where everybody feels like they've got the right to be rude to people.
Right.
You know, and especially, you know, if I'm a kid, working a fast food job for
minimum wage.
Good luck finding a kid working in there.
Right. And somebody comes in and starts yelling at me. I'm losing that job today.
The age of entitlement is over.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's great. And the memes, if you haven't seen any of the clapback memes, they're fantastic. They're really good. Yeah. I think it's time, you know, and then get a manager. Okay.
That's me.
Yeah.
And
what now?
Yeah.
Well, and it's so much of the fast food seems to be self-service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where you order from the kiosk. So that cuts down on the employee-customer interactions.
I mean, can you imagine? I've seen videos where people go in and they were like, I didn't want any ice in my drink, and then throw the drink on the employee.
Yeah, no.
That person's
that's getting knocked out.
It's a great way to get shot.
That's a great way to get hurt. Yep. That's no bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno. I don't like it.
Manners.
Mm-hmm.
Not in this country.
Yep. I don't have the article up here with me, but I read this article about this British Airways flight attendant who... went into the bathroom, was in there for a long time, and they're like, what is he doing in there? He stripped off all his clothes and was just dancing naked in the in the bathroom for almost like an hour in the bathroom.
Okay.
So, drugs.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's not something you just do.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I kind of feel like getting naked and dancing.
Were they
for about an hour?
I can't do it right here in the aisle.
Were they crossing the equator or something?
Yeah,
I
right.
mean, isn't there something about that in like the military? Don't they have some sort of?
Yeah, there's something that they do on Navy ships. And I can't remember what they call
it. The Poseidon thing.
It is something like that. Yeah. John Ewers, my captain in the Marine Corps, was telling me about it because he did it. And I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, you do all kinds of crazy stuff when you cross the equator.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can't remember what they call it. 727-804-5891, if you know what that's called, when Navy ships cross the equator. It's some sort of like a rite of passage sort of thing.
Right.
That happens. So it seems pretty interesting. When are we due to, like, trade in our phones? It seems like we've had these cell phones for a long time.
Oh.
Is it about time?
I don't know.
Because I think I want to go with the new Trump phone.
Oh.
It's only like $500 for the phone. And then supposedly it's only going to be $47 a month.
Oh.
And it's gold. So it's
solid
it's
gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And made in America.
Made in China, actually.
But they're saying
it's He's going to say it's made in America, but it's not.
It's made in America. Mm-hmm.
Got to get me that new Trump phone. Man, I don't know that there's
We were talking about this earlier. There's a loophole.
Yeah? What?
He just did that thing where he's selling off the public land. China's going to buy it and put a cell phone factory on it so that you can have, like, made in America on it, but with Chinese slave labor.
Ah.
Oh.
So.
But wouldn't they be raided by ICE?
No, because these would be probably government-sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that could change.
I did see where it was either yesterday or today that the ICE goons were trying to go to Dodger Stadium out in L.A., where probably at least 65% of the L.A. Dodgers, you know, baseball team's fans are Hispanic.
Yeah.
You know, what a dick move that is. You know what
but
I mean?
They turned them away.
They did. They turned them away. So good for them, man. Good for
I
them.
I just, it's gotten to.
It's outrageous.
And it's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I heard that most of those ICE agents are the people that participated in January 6th. Proud Boys and stuff like that.
They were, the pardoned people got jobs with the government while they were firing all the other government employees.
Punks. Just a bunch of punks. All right, well, it's already time for our halfway break.
Wow.
Look at us, an hour in already.
Yep.
I hope everybody's enjoying the show. Ty, don't embarrass me. My Uncle Lenny's listening.
Oh. You just wait.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. During this break, I'm going to play a plethora of promos. And these promos are of shows that come on later this evening after our show and then throughout the weekend. Please do yourself a favor and check these promos out because there is a lot of great programming on Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. My dad was just having a conversation with me earlier this week about some of the shows that he enjoys listening to on the station. And I tell him it's come a long way. It seems like in the beginning, we were almost too focused on, where local music lives. But now all of a sudden we've got all these shows. We've got the Philosophy Talk. We've got A Way with Words. I mean, a lot of great programming. And, of course, our show.
We're the best.
Yeah, but do yourself a favor and check out some of these promos because you might find yourself being interested in one of these new shows. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we're going to take this break. And when we come back, we'll talk about something. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, we are back, and that was Never Give It Up by the Holy Smokes. I love the name of that band. Holy smokes. That's great. Let's see. 727-804-5891 is the number to text or call if you must. Play along here in the studio this evening, got my blushing bride, Stephanie. Got our boy, Ty Ginn, over there. Back from, you missed last week. You had to go to a play.
It was a great play.
It was a great play. Cool. Mm-hmm. Was it a musical?
It was.
Is there such thing as a play that is not a musical? Do they have plays that aren't musicals?
Yes.
Yeah, they're called movies, dude.
Aren't they? No. Yeah, right. I think every play I've ever been to, they're singing.
Well, there's a whole other world out there.
I guess, man.
Well, that's because you hung out with
the thespians.
The musical thespians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good people, man. Good.
Great people.
Yeah. Some of my best people.
Yep.
Thespians.
Always singing.
Mm-hmm. Always singing. Let's see. We're back. So one of the things I was looking at during the break is I saw this thing the other day that RFK Jr., who is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Isn't that what he is? The HHS guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said that, of course I moved my notes. Here it is. Says, I've stopped taking expensive blood pressure medication and started drinking raw milk and a potent cocktail of horse dewormer and Brazilian toad urine.
Well, hopefully we won't have to worry about him for too much longer. That should handle itself.
Yeah. And I saw a meme on Facebook that you need a license to cut hair, but not to be the head of the HHS.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring back asbestos.
Yes.
Brazilian toad urine.
Good stuff.
Yeah. That's
sounds
tangy,
tasty.
I'm sure.
Can you imagine if that's your job, is trying to, you're going through the rainforest in Brazil, and you're like, what are you out here doing? Well, I'm collecting toad urine.
I think
it's good for blood pressure.
I think
but only if you mix it with a horse dewormer. Unbelievable. Yep.
Are we?
He needs to keep swimming in that creek up there.
Are we in the Twilight Zone?
Park. Maybe.
I really.
It's unbelievable.
Have we fallen into a black hole? Something has gone horribly wrong.
No, yeah. If it's ending, let's wrap it up.
Let's just get to it.
Yeah.
Let's not draw it out.
I'm tired. I don't want to have to keep going to work.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of worried, like on Wednesday, that it was going to be all over because. The Iranian Ayatollah on Wednesday said that the world is in for a great surprise tonight, one that the world will remember for generations. Well, nothing happened. But,
well, nothing we heard about.
That's a threat, though. I mean, that's a serious threat. You know, so that could have been.
Oh, and yeah, the threat of we know where you're hiding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, because that's something you tweet about.
Good job.
Good job.
Yep. Steph, here's something
drink
for
some
you.
More frog piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll...
Maybe it turns your skin orange.
Yeah.
Debbie says maybe he'll get a cane toad urine by mistake.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
Little bufo frog.
Yeah. And then I also, during the break... got a message from John, and it says there are three kinds of people, those that are good at math and those that aren't.
Yeah.
Yep, that
checks out.
Yeah,
that's good math to me.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Right. Yeah. So Steph, this is for you. And anybody else that used to be a cheerleader at some point, it's time to dust off the pom-poms. The first professional cheerleading league for athletes 18 and older is going to be happening next year.
Oh, good.
And so you know how they have all of the high school and college cheerleading competitions and stuff like that. Now, apparently, there's going to be a professional cheerleading league. It's going to start off with just a few teams, not very many. It's from Atlanta, Dallas, Miami, and San Diego. But, yeah, they're going to be compensated monetarily. They'll have some sort of benefit system, and they'll get training and national exposure. So
well,
if you have
so,
always wanted to be a professional cheerleader, what are you doing?
How
are you levitating that coolly?
Don't worry about it.
Well, let me know.
Listen, Houdini. Don't be doing anything to spook me over here. I'm trying to concentrate.
Let me know when they have the 55 and over league.
You guys can't see it here on the radio, but Ty was somehow levitating a can koozie.
I'm sure it has something to do with a piece of my hair.
Something.
Just know that I can do that. Yeah. And I'll do it again.
Well, I remember that night that you started balancing everything in the house, and I was like, what is happening? What's going on here?
Nobody breathe. Stuff's going to fall.
I do that at work sometimes when I get bored, and they hate it.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, you must be a real joy to work with.
Yeah, I am. I am a delight.
Delight.
Mm-hmm. That's how I've been described.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or else.
Ty, did you ever watch 6 Feet Under?
No, but I've listened to the band. It's not Chris Barnes' best work.
What are you talking about? We're talking about two different things. The show, 6 Feet Under.
No, I've not seen it.
6 Feet Under, it's pretty good. It was back in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Early, was it 90s?
After he left Cannibal Corpse, he made 6 Feet Under.
I think it was early 2000s.
Was it? But anyway, yeah, Mom and I started rewatching 6 Feet Under. I guess it was on Netflix. And still holds up pretty good.
It does.
I thought it was pretty good.
It does.
Have we seen enough of it? We've watched several episodes rewatching it. Are we done with it? Because I know this, we weren't like, oh, my God, we got to turn on 6 Feet Under.
Well, it's weird. I think we need to keep watching it.
Yeah.
Because I truly don't remember everything that happens.
Well, what's interesting is the one brother, the gay one, turns into Dexter.
Right.
At yeah. the
end and starts murdering people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun to see that transition. I don't remember that from the first time we watched it.
Bit of a switch.
I missed it, but I did. If I had seen that coming.
I'm not sure. That's what I don't remember. Mm. Because then we started watching Dexter,
mm-hmm. right?
You know, which was the next series I believe he went to, and it was like, oh, maybe 6 Feet Under was foreshadowing.
Mm. Could be. I saw that the other day another one of Elon Musk's SpaceX starships exploded.
Well, because he saw all those rockets blowing up in the Middle East, he got jealous.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Would you ever get on one of those things?
No.
There's no way.
Well, can we talk about the price tag for these?
Yeah, right.
And who's
paying for all this?
They just let them keep doing it.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, they keep giving them all these billion-dollar government contracts. And,
we have homeless veterans.
Yeah. And exactly.
Starving children.
I mean, what did this cost? What did this explosion cost?
I saw it was something like $3.4
billion. $3.4
billion.
Look, hey, that's not a lot of money anymore. You can't even buy a basketball team for that.
Nope, not anymore. You got to pony up 10 big ones for a basketball team.
That's jump change.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's I see these things... you know, I mean, he's all hell-bent on getting humans to Mars and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't know, man. You're having a hard time. You got a bad run all of a sudden. They're blowing up your cars.
Cars are blowing themselves up.
You can't get a rocket to not blow up. I mean, isn't this like two or three in a row?
Yeah.
That is blown up?
Three strikes, you're out.
Oh, if only.
When does he get deported?
He won't.
He won't. They haven't revoked the white South African.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, what happened to all those white South Africans that came here?
They blended in.
What are they doing now?
They live amongst us.
Yeah. Easy to pick out of a crowd, though. They got a real strange accent. No.
Way to go, Tig Tig.
God. Can't have nothing nice.
Yep. What was the other thing I was going to talk about? I saw this thing that said the happiest people are the people with a particular trait. And that particular trait is trusting other people.
No.
They don't live in the United States of America.
Yeah.
You can't trust anybody here.
The study shows that you are the happiest when you feel like you can trust people.
I can see where that would be very true.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lot of money and people leave you alone,
yeah,
I think that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trust is very important.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. I saw something the other day, and find it very hard to believe, but Deion Sanders, Neon Deion, you know who I'm speaking of, he was on a podcast recently and claimed that not once, not ever, not even for a second, has he ever masturbated. Not once in his life. I find that very hard to believe.
I don't think so.
I find that very hard to believe. Mm-hmm. He was trying to convince everybody on the show that he never had to. Never had to.
Oh, no. He's too cool. Okay.
Never had to take care of it myself.
Chick magnet.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. I mean, what kind of... and listen, you ever heard... I mean, he's very into himself.
Yeah.
He thinks he is it. But can you imagine making
that
claim?
He should run for president.
He should.
He's got all the qualifications.
Was he at the Diddy parties?
No.
Are we sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are we positive?
We'll see.
But you know, apparently who was Steve Harvey.
What?
There's a whole thing that could possibly come out about Steve Harvey. Yeah. Apparently Diddy has been blackmailing Steve Harvey for years. When Steve Harvey was... trying to get his foot in the door, he went to some Diddy parties and participated, and Diddy filmed it, apparently, is what I've been hearing. So he's been paying, Steve Harvey's been paying Diddy for years to shut it. So, yeah.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting twist. To that whole thing, yeah.
Oh, that whole thing.
that whole thing. What? Well, how's that? I mean,
that whole.
And I think I heard.
Train wreck.
I think I heard the other day that the prosecution is about to rest their case.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this thing was going to go on much longer than that.
Well,
but
it seems like a slam dunk.
Well,
it's been going on long enough.
Yeah, I don't know that there's been a witness that came in there that people were like, yeah, you know what, he probably didn't do it. I think everybody they laid out there pretty much told the story that this dude is bad.
What didn't did he do?
What didn't did he do?
That sounds like a song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do a diddy dum diddy do. Yeah. I know that one. I also know that Diddy Skip to the Loo, My Darling.
Uh-huh.
A couple of Diddies I know. Mm-hmm. What else? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think he's going to get pardoned.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he might.
He'll get pardoned.
He might. He actually might. But what he's going to have to do is start funneling some money over to the turd, and that's his only way to do it, because those are the only people that get pardoned other than the J6ers.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else, it's like a Lion King. He wants to be pardoned, or Tiger King. He wants to be pardoned so bad, but he doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
You know, he's out of money.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen for him.
Can't even give him a gator.
Can't even give him a gator. Damn it.
Or a tiger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Has there ever been a president that's been protested as much as him?
No.
I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime.
Nixon is pretty close.
Not even, man. I mean, it's like every weekend there's, you know, a million people across the country protesting. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's
crazy. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Well, in his poll numbers are dropping.
The best, tremendous.
But listening to him
on TV,
he comes back on and it's like highest numbers ever. You know, it's like. Everything is, he just lies and lies and lies and lies. It's unbelievable.
Well, and he...
Accordion hands.
He scolded Fox News because they showed his poll numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, what about the whole Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz thing?
Yeah, now see, that's getting good because now Tucker Carlson has interviewed two or three people. And he...
Is he like dying? Like, what's his deal?
I don't know, but if he keeps talking the way he's talking, he probably will die. Because I don't know what happened to him, but he has jumped ship. He is off the MAGA train. And now all of a sudden,
he's trying to survive the new Nuremberg trials.
I think he can see the wheels coming off, and he's like, I better jump off now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I can't stand him.
He's terrible.
Yep.
I had a hard time listening to the interview because they both are so annoying.
Oh, my God. Ted Cruz is the worst. And, I mean, can you imagine being Ted Cruz and being so far up Trump's ass that he called his wife a dog face?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? Can you imagine being on a – and they did it on the debate stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In front of America. I mean, I would have had to have walked over there and slapped the dog crap out of him. It's like, excuse me?
Would have been an Oscar moment.
Yeah.
Full Will Smith.
Yeah. I mean, what? Unbelievable. All the people. I mean, all of them. Even Rubio.
Yep.
Little Marco.
And now they're right up in there.
Yeah, well, because they're trying to be safe.
Right up in there, man.
Yeah, well, they picked the wrong team.
Did you see where Ron DeSantis is going to take this old airfield, like out in the middle of like the Everglades,
oh, yeah,
and turn it into a detention center?
Alligator Alcatraz.
Go ahead and try to escape. Nothing but snakes and gators out there.
Go ahead and try to build it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know.
That'll be fun, Dingleberry.
Be carried away by mosquitoes.
And
jerk.
Who's going to build it? Yeah. You're deporting all the construction workers.
Yeah. Try to get some white boys out there to do, do that. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Unbelievable. The world's in a tangle.
World's
kind of all right. Better than us.
America's just...
we're circling the drain.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy what's going on. It's already time for our next break.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay.
Unbelievable.
And the sun's back out.
The sun's back out. Ty's got his guns out. Let's see. One of the things I wanted to mention before this song that I'm going to play, and it's the song I'm going to play is by Devo, and it's a redo of the Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction. This is the Devo version. But I saw something the other day that said that Devo and the B-52s are going to be co-headlining a tour here early next year.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
I think that would be great to see.
That would be a super fun
Devo
show.
Devo and the B-52s?
How much is that going to cost?
Yeah, right.
Who knows? Who knows? But that'd be a great one. Anyway, folks, we need to take a break. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. As promised, here's I Can't Get No by Devo. Dig it. All right, well, that's I Can't Get No Satisfaction, Devo style. Love that. I was thinking about during the break, because I mentioned before the break, that Devo and the B-52s are going to be co-headlining a tour early next year. And I thought, you know, is that something you want to see in a stadium? I don't know that they could fill a stadium. But how cool would it be Tampa Theater?
Well, there
good.
Or mm-hmm. Al Lang Field.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because an
smaller venue.
Smaller venue, but an outdoor event
would
be awesome.
Yeah, not in the middle of the summer.
No.
But please. Like in the fall, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. When it's nice out.
Well, they said early next year. So
spring.
Yeah.
Next May.
Spring, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should look into that.
We should.
That would be fantastic. I think it would be a lot of fun to go do that. And who? Okay, let's say if they're the co-headliners, okay, Devo and the B-52s, there's probably going to be a couple other bands there.
Openers.
Yeah. Who else would you want to see in that mix?
I mean, that's.
That's like one if you still had any of the Ramones still alive, you know, throw the Ramones in there, be cool. Who else?
Do the Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
Beastie Boys, yeah. Iggy Pop might be cool, but I don't know. Have you seen him lately?
He's not doing well.
No, he doesn't look too good. But he still insists on taking that shirt off, man. Mm. Talk about all leathered up, man.
He's like melted.
Yeah. Debbie just said she would love to see him. So I think
that would be a super fun.
Oh my God, it was
show.
So cool. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I think an intimate, like a theater or, like you said, Al Lang Field. Not too big, outdoor sort of. Oh, what about the new sound over there in Clearwater?
It's too far away.
And it's in Clearwater.
It's all about me.
It's all about you.
You know?
Wow.
What I love about Al Lang Field, we went and saw Counting Crows there.
Yeah.
Parking, easy access.
Right, and you're downtown. So if
downtown,
you want to do something before or after.
Waterfront
you
know,
you
views.
You can pregame, postgame. Everything's cool. Yeah. Man, what a disappointing concert that was, though.
I know.
My God. And I love Counting Crows. I mean, I love just about everything that they've ever done. But that concert was horrific.
It was bad.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
I cannot stand it when they try to change their songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just play them.
Just play them the way we love them, you know? I mean, I remember at one point, the song, I feel like we were like 10 minutes into the song, and I'm like, oh, my God, is that Mr. Jones?
Right. I mean, they had...
like, what is this, you know?
If you want to change stuff, just write something new.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Debbie Dan Gray says, keep me in mind.
Absolutely.
For sure. Faux show. Mm-hmm.
Party in St. Petersburg.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that whole Counting Crows thing, that was a debacle. I hated that. Couldn't wait to leave. I was looking so forward to it.
I know.
Yeah. That was like the one time that we went to go see Elvis Costello.
Oh.
Elvis Costello would be a good one to add to that mix.
Yes.
That would be a good add-on. I mean, I was looking so forward to seeing Elvis Costello. We were still in California then.
Yeah, that was at Irvine
Community College or something like that. And he was sick. So he was late coming on the stage. He came out on stage and he played a song, left the stage for like 20 minutes, came back, played another song, left the stage for another 20 minutes. And then
I that think he was it.
Came out and said, or I somebody can't. Came out and said, can't do it anymore. He's sick. And it was this whole, he had that big spinning wheel.
Right.
Where it's like he would spin the wheel. He was supposed to spin the wheel and whatever song it came up on, that's what he was going to play. Mm-hmm. That was his set list, you know. I thought that was pretty cool. Two songs.
Yeah.
Well, sucked.
Well, and that's just it. Elvis Costello is coming to the Mahaffey Theater on July 9th.
Ooh.
I believe.
Okay.
And
I'd love to see it. Me too.
But knowing our prior experience,
I went online. Debbie Dan Gray says, party in 2 weeks. I think that was directed at you,
two
kid.
2 weeks. Yeah. Oh, it's on, sister.
Debbie Dan, and Steph over there heading to July 4th.
Anyway, Elvis Costello. I looked into tickets. I'm still considering it. They're expensive.
Where did you say it was going to be? Mahaffey?
Mahaffey.
Where's the Mahaffey? Is that downtown St. Pete or
right.
is that the Hampton?
Yeah,
that's downtown.
Oh, yeah, by the airport.
By the Dolly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where Hannah graduated from.
Right, yeah.
That was where her ceremony was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to see it.
I know. Me too.
Yeah.
I just keep going back and forth because of the ticket prices.
Ticket prices are so outrageous these days. I'm listening to... this radio show that I listen to, and they're talking about the concerts that they go to, and you automatically think that because they're on the radio that they get free tickets and stuff like that, and sometimes they do, but for the most part they're paying for their own tickets, and like when Metallica was here, what, 2 weekends ago,
mm-hmm. right?
This one guy on the show was talking about, oh yeah, I paid to be in the snake pit. And they were like, oh, my God, how much did that cost? And he goes, well, he said, I ordered my tickets over a year ago when they announced it, the concert. And they were like, well, what'd you pay? And he goes, they were like a little less than $1,000 each. And I was like, what? And there's not a band in the world that I'm paying $1,000 to go see.
Right.
Not a band in the world.
So, no,
and if you want to see good Metallica, you need a time machine.
Yeah. Right.
Well, supposedly those two concerts that they had 2 weeks ago were supposedly.
I mean, I'm sure they were great.
Raved about
but
it. Yeah.
I want to see them in like 87. Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of James Hetfield. Like it was like between songs or during an intermission or whatever it was. And he's sitting in a chair off the side of the stage. And he is sweating bullets, and he's just sitting there with his head in his hand, like
he's got his oxygen.
Why am I still doing this?
Well, he's like your age.
Yeah, he's pretty old. I don't know if he's my age, but he's up there.
He might even be a little older than you.
Google it, James Hetfield. How old is he?
All right, hold on. All right,
yeah. You get out your Google box. Yeah, anyway, so Elvis Costello is still on hold, on my mind, because I would love to see that.
I would too.
And the Mahaffey's a beautiful theater. So
yeah, well, and I mean, here's the thing with a lot of these artists. I mean, what we say earlier in the show that Paul McCartney just turned 83. If you get a chance to see Paul McCartney, we saw him,
right?
And he was with Billy Joel, right?
Right.
No. Was he? No, it wasn't Billy Joel. It was Billy Joel and Elton John.
And but we scalped tickets for that one.
But we did see Paul McCartney. Was it just Paul McCartney? I think it was.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was fantastic. How old?
August 3rd, 1963.
So he's a year younger than me. Or older than me. He's older than me.
Yeah.
There
Look at
you
that.
Go.
Would you? You wouldn't see me sweating like that on the side of the stage, uh-huh. acting like a wuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so crazy is I've always, like, as long as we've done this show, I've always stood up for the show, right? I stand when we do the show. You guys are sitting in your stools.
Right.
But recently I've started thinking about, well, maybe I should sit down too.
What if I got a cool chair?
Yeah, I have a cool chair. I just push it back. Well, I'm 61 now, Ty.
We'll adorn
I might need to start sitting down there and show.
We'll adorn it with swords.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'll look like the throne from
Game of Thrones. Yeah, sure.
If we got you like a little trampoline?
Nice. Right. Oh, I can just bounce up and down during the show. Yeah. The only time that I've ever sat down doing a radio show is if I've been on somebody else's show and I've sat down.
Right.
And I've always thought it was weird to sit there. And I don't know. I don't know why. But I stand during the show. I can't imagine doing it any other way.
I can't stand during the show. I'm too short. I can't reach the buttons.
Right.
The table's too high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ty, I'd like for you to start standing during the show.
Well, I'm not going to.
He'd need a box.
Too. I love it. We've had a couple of people come and do the show with us, and they're like, oh, you stand? I'm going to stand, too. And they'll stand for like 5 minutes, and then they grab their seat and sit down.
Can I sit in this chair?
What kind of maniac stands up for 2 hours to do a show? I can't imagine doing it sitting down. I don't like it. Here's something. Would you punch your grandmother for $1 million?
Which one?
Well, you only have one.
Well,
you only have one. Would you knuckle her up for $1 million?
Cash. I got to see it.
No taxes taken out. Just
I got to see the money.
Straight million. It's going to be a suitcase full of $1 million. Would you go up and knuckle up your grandmother? Just one good shot.
Okay.
Boom.
She's going to get a cut.
It's not a pummeling.
I'm going to.
It's just one shot.
I'm going to twist the question.
Yeah.
If she knew your mother would have done it.
Oh, are you kidding?
She would have been all in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, she would have been, but you're going to give me a cut of that.
We'll split it.
Yeah. I mean, I can see where...
But I get to punch you back as well.
I could see where Claire and Maida would have gotten knuckled up if that was offered to me. Especially that Maida. She had a mouth on her.
You could have had her take her teeth out first.
I got you, Graham.
Here we go.
I got you, Graham. Keep it up. I got $1 million riding on this.
I'm going to punch you right in the face.
I mean, what are some of the things you would do? I mean, if somebody... I mean, that's a pretty outrageous thing. Would you punch your grandmother for $1 million, you know? I see all the time, I see these things. Would you punch a coworker for $25,000 all day?
Most of them, yeah.
Every day. Are you kidding? Do I get to pick which one?
Can I do it twice?
It's like the stuff about the No Kings rally. That they're all paid demonstrators and you know, they're all just paid actors. And it's like, no, we're willing to give up our Saturday for free.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's paying these hordes of people? And, you know, who's footing the bill for that?
George Soros. Mm-hmm.
And apparently... you know, everything you see on the internet, subject to, they couldn't fill the stands at Trump's parade,
right?
Offering people $1,000 to sit there through it.
Yeah, they had where they were selling the tickets,
Craigslist.
They were selling tickets. They were offering to pay you.
$1,000 to
show
be
up,
in the stands.
Show up dressed patriotically. You had to wear red, white, and blue, but we'll pay you $1,000 to show up and sit in the stands.
Well, goddamn.
Wish I had seen that. I'd have been there. Damn it. America.
So,
I go down there and support my boy. My boy.
Sign the check, Dunny.
Make America great again. Damn it. Before it's too late.
Oh, it's
going
far
to hell in a handbasket.
Far too late. Mm-hmm. Far too late.
Yeah. So that's the end of my notes, kids. So what do you guys have?
Well, I mean, we're close.
We are getting close. Yep. We're not that close, though.
Well, here's the thing, and something we need to throw out, and we haven't told Joe B.
What?
No show.
Oh, this is our last show.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I know.
We're doing a show next week, but no show July 4th.
Oh.
Go
right.
Watch the fireworks. Go do you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No show. Unless you know how to do what mom does.
I'm
over
not
there.
Doing all that.
Why not?
Because.
You don't pay him.
I will. I'll pay you. Mm-hmm. Could you learn it up?
No.
Get learned up over there.
I don't think so.
You and I could do the show?
No.
No, not going to do it.
All right. So, yeah, no show. No show July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that Friday off.
We don't take a lot of Fridays off, though.
No.
I mean, think about it. In a year's time, I mean, what, 52 weeks? What do we miss?
Well, last year was rough.
Well, we had, some family issues.
You know. But since then,
let the bodies hit the floor. No.
Wow.
All right.
Harsh.
Well.
Yep.
And there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did we talk about Skip to the Loo?
Don't skip and drip.
No. Skipping might cause dripping.
Don't do that.
No.
Tripping.
Mm-hmm. What do you got this weekend, Ty?
I've got to move the piano to practice space, so that'll be fun. Hopefully I don't throw my back out. And then Sunday, I have band practice for both bands.
Nice. Oh. What do you mean both bands?
Both bands. I'm in two bands now.
Two bands?
Yeah.
But only one band has shirts. Why?
Because the other band isn't ready yet.
Okay.
Soon, though, I hope.
So John Connor says, gotta love the Peaches song. He says, also check out Kitty by the American Presidents.
I'm writing it down.
American, wait a minute, because it's, Peaches is Presidents of the United States. I'm assuming it's the same one. And Debbie Dan Gray is, she's saying, come on, Ty, learn. She thought that you and her would call in during the show on the 4th of July.
I don't learn good.
No, you don't. No,
especially not the computer. No. I'm not friends with the robots.
I'm right with you, brother. I am right
no,
with you.
No, but we'll FaceTime Mark instead from the festivities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. You two out there whoring it up and all.
on our tandem bicycle.
I never seen you wear anything like that. What are you wearing out there?
Well, usually a sweatshirt.
Is that a boob tube? What are you wearing?
Because I go from, you know, the surface of the sun here in Florida to Ohio,
right,
where humidity that they complain about at like 30%.
Oh, no.
And it's 81 degrees and I'm freezing to death. I've got my parka on.
Yeah, it is the President of the United States.
Anyway, we'll see. There's a heat dome, so.
Yeah, we could all be dead.
John says his kids listen to these guys all the time in the last century.
Well, yeah. I'll listen to the band more.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me go ahead and do these quotes. What about that?
We made it.
Kind of. Yeah, we're not there yet.
Talk slow.
I'll read these quotes very slowly.
Articulate.
This one says, if you were forced to watch Lawrence Welk as a child, you may be entitled to compensation. Morgan and Morgan.
But, hey, look, now they've got more Morgans. So it's Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Morgan.
Morgan, 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 Morgan. They all work there, man. All of them.
Oh, that was the best. When they used to have the, it was Morgan, Colin, and Gilbert.
Oh, right.
And they had the big ad on the back of the Yellow Pages.
Yeah. Oh, we can't talk about that.
Yeah, you realize that Morgan & Morgan is the largest injury law firm on the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
But we knew them. We were introduced to John Morgan when he was part of Morgan, Colin, and Gilbert.
I love the commercial that they have where it says, this guy came to me after a car wreck, and the insurance company was going to give him $11,000. We turned it into $2 million. That's my best John Morgan impersonation.
It was very good. Mm. Very good.
Morgan and Morgan and Morgan.
It's all about diggity. That's how he says dignity. Mm-hmm. It's all about diggity.
He's rich. He can do it however he wants.
He can do whatever the hell he wants. Right. This one says, the difference between humans and animals is that animals would never allow the dumbest of the herd to lead them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder what they mean by that.
I'm not sure.
I weigh myself fully naked. If you don't like it, go to another Publix. make a habit of reaching out to people make a habit of reaching out to people just because they crossed your mind.
Yeah. Oh. That's nice.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy.
Yeah. This one says,
for a second,
Trump is the worst president since Trump.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
And this one says, I feel like a lot of our problems would be solved if I had a dragon.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Cook them.
Yeah, see, I just blew, you couldn't see it on out there, but I just blew flames out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. So that's that.
That's that.
All right, what do we have this weekend, Steph? Anything? Any chance that the tree guy is going to come this weekend?
Probably not over the weekend.
We have this big, beautiful tree out in front of our house, and we went back
huge,
and forth.
It's tremendous.
It's huge, tremendous. Huge. It's beautiful. It's the biggest one in the world.
It's a house killer.
It's a house killer.
Accordion hands.
Yeah, but we went back and forth whether or not we were going to have this tree removed. Got several bids on to take it down, and it was unbelievably expensive from some of the companies. And then some of the companies that came in with bids, it's like, eh, yeah, but I don't know if I trust you. You know, you might take the house down with it. But anyway, this tree guy that the Steph was aware of came in and said, please don't take this tree down. It's too beautiful a tree. Let's go ahead and...
we lost too many trees last year.
Let's go ahead and trim this baby up and take some of the weight off of it. And that's what we decided to do. So he was supposed to come earlier this week and then blew some sort of a hydraulic hose or something like that on one of his pieces of equipment.
Yeah, bucket truck.
So we haven't rescheduled yet, but I'm assuming we're still on the schedule.
We are on the schedule.
I mean, it's the whole reason. This tree is the whole reason we call this the Treehouse Studio.
Right.
Because it's right outside our studio, and if you look out the windows, it's as if you're in a treehouse. So,
yes.
Hate to lose the tree.
Don't want to lose the tree.
No, do not.
But definitely, look, we made it to June 20th today.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time in 11 years that we have not had a hurricane, storm, something to watch.
Right.
Before June 20th.
Well, they're saving it all.
Well, I know. Well, that's
first
what I'm afraid
category
of.
I think they're already on like their fourth or fifth named storm over on the West Coast, and I'm like, good. Good. It's your turn.
Well, do it all over there.
Yeah.
In the last 11 years, we have had something to watch.
Yeah.
Pre-hurricane season to the 20th of June.
Anyway. All right, folks, anything, any last words?
Last words?
Because that's where we are.
Love everybody.
Love everybody.
Be kind.
Stay safe. Mm-hmm. Stay ready.
Be safe. Stay ready.
Go punch your grandmothers for $1 million.
Well, I want to see.
No, don't do that.
I need to see the cash.
Show me the money. Show me the money, I'll show you a black eye. Mm-hmm. I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. Lenny, Salve, if you're listening, I hope you enjoyed it. Dad, nice. Everybody else that listens, all five of you that listen to the show, thank you so much.
Thank you all for listening. Thanks, Debbie, John,
Everybody.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Dan, I'm sure you have to listen too.
Yeah. All right, folks, we enjoy speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and stay cool.
Try.
As hard as it may be. Stay cool. All right, that's it. Well, I won't say it. Let's let Millie say it.
Okay.
That's all, folks.